sound you hear comes from the recycling machine here in Juba, which is used to recycle empty plastic bottles to finish the products like t-shirts, plastic jars, plastic basins, plastic plates, and more. The Environmental Rehabilitation Program, launched in 2013, is an initiative to keep Juba clean, has increased its export to over 18 tons of recycled plastic to China in collaboration with other companies. Ivan Mutungi, Program Manager, Juba Recycles, says their operation is not affected by the scarcity of dollars since they purchase products using South Sudanese pounds. He added that South Sudan Beverages Limited in Juba provides them support of fuel and diesel to run the business.
What has been produced by water companies, it has gone to the consumers, and then the plastic, instead of ending up to the dumping site only, some which are being burned, some of them that are being abandoned, and then when the rain is coming, it carries all of them to a river. Environmental Rehabilitation is out to make sure we are collecting this plastic and recycling them.
So what comes out of the plastics?
For us, we're just doing the first stage of recycling. We just collect the plastic and then we crush. After crushing into small particles, it is being exported outside, and there are companies which are very advanced in China which are using the plastic to make t-shirts. That is being used actually in garments. Bigger quantity of it is being used in making garments like football t-shirts. And the good thing that we are really enjoying up to date is that SSBL has given us the majority part of our support. SSBL has hosted us free of charge. He has given us power and it has given us diesel for our generator which we are using.
The French Embassy in South Sudan Beverages Limited provides support to the Environmental Rehabilitation Program by donating machines to run its operations effectively. Oliver Michael is the Executive Director for the Environmental Rehabilitation Program. He says they are trying to make the environment clean by recycling the littered bottles, but also creating employment opportunities for the vulnerable women.
We also look at the social impact of this program, which extends to the vulnerable women who collect for us these plastics. We are having actually over 60 women. You know, they actually used to feed at the dumping site from residues and so on. But today, since this program is started, their lives have changed greatly. They are able to support their children to go to school. They are able to generate per month, depending on how hard each woman works, maybe around £600. That's what they generate, and that's the social impact that we're looking at. So the moment this program breaks down, that contribution to the livelihood of vulnerable population will also be affected.
Over 60 women involved in the collection of empty bottles receive a weekly stipend for service delivery. The recycling of the plastic bottles in Juba has transformed the lives of these women who barely survived at the dumping site. I spoke to some of these women to get their views on how beneficial the recycle program has been since its inception. For sure, the work of the bottles has helped me a lot, especially me. I have orphans that I'm looking after. The other one was left with me when 6 months old. So I am looking after them. The money I get from bottles helps me to pay school fees for my two boys.
These two sacks of mine will bring me 75 South Sudanese pounds. If I fill four of them, it will bring me 100 South Sudanese pounds. This is what's happening.
This work of bottles has changed me from becoming a beggar. It has changed me from where I would be doing nothing at home. So, the work has helped us so much. Since I started working here, we will work, and the money I get, I will pay my child in school. For Radio Miraya, Regina Gonne, reporting.